Good morning, Sunday, April 28th. Another month is almost down the hatch. We did not have a podcast yesterday because we just ran out of time to get that play to you. So we did put it on our Patreon page, score projections over there. You didn't really miss anything. What we had is Cleveland and OKC under 203. Cha-ching. We also took Cleveland plus 6 in the game to go under 211.5. So obviously the 211.5 was not a problem since 203. One. Cleveland plus 6, however, was a problem. So we got a loss and a win. All right, so let's get this out today. What I have here is I don't have everything finalized, but I do have hockey finalized. So that's what you get. And I am going to give you two plays. Hey, you didn't have one yesterday, you get two today. Again, check out the webpage if you want to get them earlier. And all the time. Okay, so Colorado playing Winnipeg yet again, obviously, and we're going to go with Colorado here. That's not really a huge surprise. Colorado obviously has been considered a major player for the Cup. Winnipeg has been an upstart. I did think that they would have a better chance of this with Hellebuck in goal for the Jets I'm talking about. He hasn't shown up because Colorado has been scoring at will. And we're going to expect some scoring today, and we're going to expect more of it by Colorado than by Winnipeg. We had a Winnipeg win in game one in Winnipeg, 7-6. Colorado won in Winnipeg, 5-2. Then they won at home, 6-2, and now we have another one at home here. So it's not too hard of a concept to go with the flow there. At some point, Hellebuck will put together a good game, and I don't think Colorado's strength, I don't think anyone thinks their strength is their goaltending. But Colorado at home should win the game here. And I just needed to get over 4.5. So we're going to take Colorado to win in a same-game parlay with the total of the game over 4.5 at minus 115. That price is at BetMGM. The second bet I'm going to give you is MGM as well. That's typically the best price for same-game parlays in hockey. Not always. Sometimes FanDuel sneak in there. Sometimes the BetRivers group will sneak in there, and I've even seen some ESPN sneak in there at times. DraftKings does not offer anymore. They used to offer. That was the leader, really. MGM matched what DraftKings was doing on the lines. They're identical. They're using the same odds maker, apparently. DraftKings has given up the totals because it's usually a weak spot for them. Again, correlated parlay, the winner and the total. There is correlation in those bets for the most part. DraftKings decided they don't want any part of that. So Colorado and over 4.5 minus 115. That's going to be for two-thirds of a unit. I've got action on every hockey game today. Three of them are at two-thirds of a unit, and one of them is at one unit. So you've got two units on the three games and another one on the fourth. So, you know, practice money control. The last three hockey bets have won. We had a little cold spell before that. Of course, we had that 21-game winning streak earlier in the season in hockey. You never know what's going to happen. It's a Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. All right, so Colorado and over 4.5 for game one. Game two will go with the Rangers. These aren't in chronological order, by the way. Rangers to win and the game under 7.5. So this one we need less goals. So that's priced at minus 120, as I said, again at MGM. Now the Rangers, they're looking to sweep here. Washington's overmatched. I don't even know how they got into the playoffs. They had a hot streak at the end of the season. That's what counts. So the Rangers have won 4-1 and 4-3 at home and then 3-1 on the road. This one's going to be another low-scoring game. It's an elimination game for Washington. Sometimes that means they'll pull out all the stops. I just don't think they can score on this New York team. It's a viable bet to take New York on the puck line to win by two. I am not. I'm just taking New York to win the game and the game to go under 7.5. It's possible this thing goes 4-3 overtime with the Rangers coming out on top, or 3-2 with the Rangers coming out on top. Those would be very high possibilities. The most likely possibility is relatively close with a New York lead and then an empty net goal at the end, as the Washington Caps try to tie it, and more often than not, that backfires. Not always. That could be your overtime situation, But more often than not, backfires, and the team leading by one wins by two. All right, so New York in under 7.5. Colorado and over 4.5. If you're a real true gambler, you could pair those up as a same game parlay plus two same game parlays, at which point you might even think about moving those totals around even a little bit more. You could even add a run to a, or excuse me, a goal. It's baseball season, a goal to a side. I wouldn't, and I'm not, but some people just want that extra action. That's an option that's going to pay pretty well. If you add a 115 and a 120 bet together, you're going to get paid over 2 to 1. 2.5 to 1 or so is what it would be. Okay, good luck.